52. Jesse asked Suth the next morning where they were with Neil O'Hara's phone records.
Our district attorney says that nothing has changed, Suth said. Said he's not going to change the rules just because you're still convinced Neil didn't kill himself.
It might be easier to convince him if I could get my hands on those phone records.
You talking to me or to Mr. Monroe? Suth said, grinning.
Stay on his ass, Jesse said. Jesse's door was open. Molly walked through it as Suth was heading out.
I thought I told you to take the day, Jesse said. I already took a day.
Half.
I'm fine, she said.
No, Jesse said, you're not, whether you think you are or not. Suth went back to his desk. He always said he hated it when Mom and Dad fought. When Molly sat down, Jesse asked if she wanted coffee. She said yes. He made them each a cup with the Keurig, amazed every time he used it, how quickly the coffee got made and how good it was. He still would make up a pot from time to time, but now saw that process as taking longer than a ball game.
I'd like you to talk to Dix, Jesse said. We already went over this, she said. I don't need a shrink.
You got shot, Miles, Jesse said. And when you shot back, the other guy died. She stared at him with big and beautiful eyes.
I went to Mass this morning, she said. 7 o'clock. I prayed for Blair. I even prayed for Richie Carr, acknowledging that it might be too late.
What about yourself?
I maybe might have thrown in one or two requests for me when the priest asked for special intentions, she said.
Have you gotten word to Michael? Jesse asked.
I'll tell him all about it when he gets back, she said. And in the telling, which you will back up 100%, I will make the hole in my arm sound about as serious as getting stung by a bee.
Good that you floated like a butterfly that night, Jesse said.
Shut up, she said.
It would be better if you spoke with Dix, Jesse said. I resisted seeing a shrink back in L.A. the first time I put somebody down like you did. Same deal, kill or be killed. I told him I didn't need to lie down on a couch to deal with it. But afterward, I knew it helped.
In what way?
By convincing me that I had no choice, Jesse said. The difference is I didn't get shot that time. My partner did. We were running down an alley after my partner was on the ground, the guy squared up on me. He was a beat too late. I knew I might only get one shot, and I took it.
I remember the first time you told me about it, Molly said.
And I'd do it again, Jesse said. I did it with Crow's old boss, Jimmy Macklin, back in the day. It was just your turn in the barrel this time. You did good.
I don't need to be told that, she said.
Good for you to hear, anyway. Molly held her mug in both hands and looked at Jesse over it.
I went over to the hospital last night, she said. I knew it was after visiting hours, but they let me in when I showed them my badge and told them who I was. One of the nurses told me I'd just missed the Native American man, that he'd just been sitting there outside Blair's room. She gave a quick shake of her head.
What is it about her that got to him? Molly said. We might all need Dix, Crow included, to understand that, Jesse said.
He's complicated, but we've both always known that.
Maybe he really has changed, Jesse said.
You think Crow can even remember how many people he's killed?
We know how many he's taken out just around here, Jesse said. The guy he was on that getaway boat with, a couple of people in the Amber Francisco thing, including Amber's old man.
Who'd hired him to find his daughter, Molly said.
Hiring him hasn't done Billy Singer much good, Jesse said. Crow's got his own code.
A code of getting away with robbery and murder, if you ask me.
Jesse shrugged. When you're good.
Or bad, Molly said.
She had finished her coffee. She extended the mug toward Jesse and said,
You want me to rinse this?
I got it, he said.
She said she might take another run over to the hospital to look in on Blair, if that was all right. Jesse told her that of course it was all right. In his mind, she was taking a day. She said she'd let him know when she needed a damn day. "Yes, sir," he said. "Don't give me that," Molly said. He was still at his desk when she called an hour later. Jesse asked if she was on her way back. Molly said she was still at the hospital in Blair's room. It was why she was keeping her voice low. "You know that guy Donnell Woodson we've been talking about? Richie Carr's partner," she said. "I went into the system and pulled up an old mugshot." Jesse waited. "I think I just saw him in the parking lot," Molly said.